Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hope of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
There's nothing wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
Hi guys, welcome back to Dank and Deadly, where spooky stoners discuss how terrifyingly good films relate to horrifying aspects of real life. I'm Ree. I don't have Ace today, but I'm not alone. I have the amazing host of the Destination 180 podcast here with me today, AJ and Jonae. Thank y'all so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
I knew Jonae was going to say it. I was like, let me not like it. I knew she was going to beat me to it. But thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
We're very excited to have you. One of my favorite podcasts. I know everybody who's listening to me should be listening to y'all.
So sweet. Thank you. Well, you know, I love y'all. As soon as I seen it, anybody, any horror podcast that like proudly wears their stoner heart on their sleeve, I'm like, oh yeah, let me go over there and see what y'all are talking about. I love it.
We try to build a little horror stoner community. So.
No, I love it. I love it. Because it's like, you know, some of us, we indulge. And then some people, like, they're like me. They're not able to just put their public display in public.
Yeah.
So we got people like you to live for us. And we're living vicariously through you. I can only do my stuff behind closed doors. And on Zoom. No, I'm just playing.
Exactly. Well, my whole goal is so that nobody has to do it behind closed doors, no matter where you are. So, you know, we're going to smoke. We're going to light up wherever we are. So definitely shout out where people can find y'all, your podcast. If you want to plug your personal, that's on
you. Oh, thank you. So you can find us. All socials are the same. They're all D180 podcast. That's D180 podcast on IG, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, all that. If you want to hit us up on Patreon, if you feeling us, you want some exclusive content, you can definitely hit us up on Patreon. That's Destination 180. And of course, wherever you prefer streaming, you will probably find us there because we try real hard to get us like everywhere so people can hear us and be like, well, I don't use Apple. I don't use Spotify. Well, that's okay because we're on Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcasts, all that. So no excuses. Everywhere.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited to hear your thoughts about this ridiculous, wild movie that I have made y'all watch to be on here. As y'all can tell from the title, we are going to be talking about the 2016 film Carousel, emphasis on the hell. I don't even know. So we're going to start off, we're going to get into it in 2 seconds, but we are always going to light up real quick. I have some white runts in a fruit passion king palm. This is actually my first time trying this flavor because I don't usually like artificial fruit flavors, but look tropical and nice.
So, I was at the end, but now that I think about it, I think he said this was like silver haze or something like that. I don't remember, but I just like the way that it breaks down because at the bottom of my grinder, I get a little treat if I need some keef. Yes. And we all like that. That's the best part.
We love frosty buds. So yes, everybody go ahead and light up. Smoke whatever Let's you're do smoking. It. Take a oh, this kind of does taste good.
You like it?
It's not like heavy, heavy artificial fruit.
It's the tasting in the air for me.
It really does seem like that. No, I can get it because when people like taste their wine, I'm like, you're not tasting, like, there's no flavors there.
I do the same thing. I do the same exact thing.
But it's like it doesn't sometimes taste you good. Just gotta make sure, like, okay, that's okay. And sometimes you gotta look at it after you hit it and be like,
exactly.
You just gotta admire it. Like, you know.
It doesn't taste like red fruit punch, you know what I'm saying? Like it tastes like
it doesn't taste like Hawaiian tropical, punch.
Yeah. Like that.
Because Hawaiian Punch really had us bamboozled when we were kids. Like, we just thought this was the best thing ever. And then we grew up and was like, this shit don't even get cold. First of all, it don't even get cold. I was like, that I gotta put in here.
Exactly. Jesus.
That's kind of scary.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I haven't had Hawaiian Punch in like a long time. And that's why. Because I realized it does not get cold. And I'm like, why does this not get cold? And it was right when like they released all those flavors, like the blue one, the purple one, the orange, green, pink, all that. And I was tearing them up. And then I realized that it was making me thirsty. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I should stop drinking it hot and it never got cold. I do not know.
Yeah, that and the like, not what was it? Tang? It wasn't Tang. Tampico? Is that what it is?
Oh my god, Tampico is so thick.
Yeah, they're like chalky. It's really fucking weird. Like,
why did we like it so much when we were little? Like, what was the problem? Did we not taste this? Like,
no. You know what the worst is? I went back and ate some Kraft mac and cheese like during the pandemic. That shit is so nasty. I was like, how? I used to be eating the shit out of those. Like, they would have them in our aftercare, the little ones that you microwave. Right. I used to eat like two of those a day after school.
I was spoiled. We had a real black southern babysitter, okay? She did not. She could cook. Okay?
I love it.
For the crap. I don't think I've ever had the Kraft off the box. I don't think I ever had that.
It's horrible. Like, I genuinely don't. Did they change the
recipe? Is there even cheese?
No.
Girl, I don't know. Look, don't look at me. You see, I ain't got no dog in a fight. I ain't said a word. I don't know.
It can't be.
But I'm not going to hold you, because every now and then, when I'm in my little mood, once a month, I am going to eat. I'm going to eat some noodles, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to get that little orange packet. I'm definitely going to eat me some noodles once a month. I just can't help myself. That's just what I want. And I'll be like,
exactly.
Yep.
It just has to be there.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I know I'm not supposed to eat this, but I'm not about to let it go. And my compromise is when I get in my salty mood, that's when we can have one. And then I'm just like, you know, if I keel over, I keel over. We all dying slowly anyway.
Exactly.
It's coming.
Oh my gosh.
It is. I mean, you know. We ain't going to be down like these kids in this movie, though. But
no.
Jesus.
No, not in Scream, hopefully, which will be out tomorrow if you're listening to this the day that it comes out. So, Five Cream.
Listen, and that's what five I'm cream. Just like, can y'all just call this like Scream 5, please?
Yeah, because
the rest
with
of them.
I'm right. We say Scream 5. So.
We and Jhonae, I'm telling you, you ain't said it to the right person because you ain't got cussed out yet, because I have gotten cussed out for saying Scream 5. And I'm just like, that's what it is. We said Scream 2, 3, 4, and why would you just call this Scream? It's already bad enough. It's bad enough that I literally have to say Halloween 2018.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just the final destination of this
thing.
Like, they knew they were going to make another movie.
Okay, why did y'all do that?
And now we're about to get a sixth one. Like, please.
They keep saying that. They've been throwing that one because obviously, you know, Final Destination is what like our show is based off of. And they've been throwing that sixth one out there for like almost
2 years.
2 years. I'm like, if y'all gonna do it, can y'all do it already? Like, damn. But I do understand that a Final Destination movie, depending, does take some time. Mm-hmm. And like, also, I do just want to say, like, the subject they're talking about, like, first responders, I'm just like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, can we not date the film, please? Because you're dating it already. If I see people in masks in my Final Destination film,
right,
I'm going to be like, all right.
I don't want like, masks in media. I don't need it. Like, unless it's just literally taking place in real life. The whole reason we're watching this is for escapism. I don't need to know.
Exactly. I don't need this. Like, even in Paranormal Activity Next of Kin, some of the people in the background of that movie were wearing masks. And I was wondering, well, I mean, some of the main characters in the beginning, when they came to the airport, they was wearing them too. But then everybody just stopped wearing them. So I was like, so we not wearing masks now? Is that what you're telling us? Like, did you not check your movie, Christopher Landon? Did you forget? Like,
maybe they're just trying to like say it's so far in the future that people have normalized it when they're sick. So is that the assumption that those people are sick and turning to it? But yeah, that's really,
we had to do something.
So we don't have any rips today because, like I said, all the things I care about are Scream right now. So have y'all watched any movies that y'all liked recently? Want to talk about a little bit?
Oh, I have recently watched. So I keep a list. I use Letterboxd. I keep a list of movies I've watched. I've managed to keep a full list for 2021 and then forgot to like even do a video about it. But I started on my 2022 list, and what I've watched lately besides this movie that we're about to talk about is Friday the 13th. We just wrapped Hereditary, and one of my, oh my goodness, I don't even know if at this point it's a guilty pleasure. It's this movie called Wish Upon. It is
the one with Lin Shaye.
No,
that's the Final Wish.
That's the Final Wish. This one has Joey King in it, right? Ryan Felipe is her dad. Basically, what happens, without spoilers, she finds an old box, and of course, it's of Chinese heritage, if you want to say that, of course. And it's a wish box, and she's irresponsible. I will leave it at that. It is, I believe, it's still on Amazon Prime. I think that's where I saw it. Mm-hmm. And it's a movie that I stumbled upon like some years ago, and it's so frustrating. I can't say it's bad because I think it's like one of those gateway teen movies.
Yeah.
But it's just so frustrating. Like, you're going to want to pick her up and just shake her. So if you're in the mood to yell at the screen, definitely check that one out.
I'm gonna add that to my list. I think I have seen, I've seen that cover before.
Yeah, that's why I was like, if you've seen the cover, it might like jog you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love some heritage diversity in horror. Need more, I don't know, just religions that aren't necessarily Catholic, like those kind of possessions. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, the main character is Caucasian. They do have an Asian. Oh, they do have an Asian love interest, but the box that she has is like from China. It's a wish box like that.
Gotcha.
So they try by giving us an Asian love interest, but you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
What about you, Jonathan?
For me, it was just this movie and Hereditary. Those are the two recent horror movies that I've watched.
Did you watch anything non-horror?
All the time. I just recently finally saw Spider-Man. And I loved it. So now I'm ready for Doctor Strange.
Catch up on the trilogy. I need to pop into that real quick. I've literally not seen the last two, I think.
Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, since Into the Spider-Verse. I haven't seen anything since then. It's probably bad, but I'm glad you liked him, though.
Definitely it's like you get around to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just hate spoilers, so I had
it. Yeah. Everybody go see it. Go support. Great franchise. Only thing I really watched was We Need to Do Something. I think that's on Hulu. It was the story about this family who's trapped in their bathroom after a tornado. It just gets very David Lynch. Like, that's kind of the like vibe it gave me. Oh. Like, it's very strange. I won't give any spoilers, but it's on Hulu. Very like one location. Mm-hmm. And one of the scenes, I feel like I can't even say that, but it's like one of the main scenes that scared me is tied to like a childhood urban legend. That was like the first urban legend that I heard that terrified me. So that jump scare like shook me for a second.
Oh, no.
But I highly recommend it.
And it's called We Need to Do Something.
Yes, it's on Hulu. I think the cover is just like a red eye, an eye in like all red. I forgot the cast. The cast is the girl from American Horror Stories, Sierra Black, is that her last name? The one who played the rubber woman.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but she's the main kid in it. It was very spooky and weird, which I like. I always like weird self-contained stories that don't really have kind of nonsense. Kind of like this one. The Carousel, like I said, which has an emphasis on the hell, is the 2016 film written and directed by Steve Rudinsky and co-written by Eileen Isley, who also stars in the sequel, Carousel the Second, which was released on DVD in October of last year. So I haven't seen anything about it being released on streaming yet, but it is on DVD, and you can find that on the director's website. So the first one, which is what we will be discussing, is about a unicorn on a carousel who hates his life as a unicorn carousel. And after a kid is very gross to him, he finally hops off the carousel to go on a murderous rage to get this child who was disrespectful to him. That's the description. I mean, kind of tease for working in retail and service industry, Phil. But the cast is Steve Rimpicki as Duke, the voice of the Duke, which is the carousel horse, or unicorn, sorry. Say Marie as Lori, Tegan Shaw as Lunchbox, Judy H.R. Kirby, who is Lunchbox and Lori's mother, and is listed in the cast as, quote, Lori's MILF. So they didn't even give her a name, just
at all. MILF.
Wow.
You can, there's definitely some blatant misogyny all through here.
Oh, like, yeah. This is, oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get there. Like, they waste no time.
Not at all. Chad Burns is Scott, Lori's boyfriend. PJ Gaynard is Cowboy Cool, the cowboy in the little suit thing. Mm-hmm. Andrew Jibrotowski, sorry, is Jacko the Clown. Chris Proud is Preston. Haley Madison is Sarah. Cindy, and this is where we get back into the misogyny real quick. Cindy Fernandez as Foxy, because they literally refer to the only Black woman as Foxy Brown.
And see, I'm glad I wasn't the only one that picked that up. And I was trying to figure out, because I didn't even bother to like look at credits or anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, is that that child's name?
It is.
Or are we just calling just her Foxy Brown? Like,
I don't think we know, but she's listed right in the actual cast as Foxy. And then Corella Waring is, again, Sugar Tits, the girl who he referred to again as Sugar Tits in the actual movie. They did not bother to give her a name either.
I was just going to say, I understand, because some movies, I get it, like, they literally will be, like, woman number one, guy number one, yeah. And they'll do jokes like this, too, like, just naming them, like, Skater Boy or whatever, but I'm just like,
that's better than this.
Yeah, it could have been Party Goer One.
Party right. Damn.
But then Sarah Bruckner as Margot, and her brother is Pierre, plays by Josh Miller. Whole other thing we will also get to.
Right. Why? Then, why did we even? Why? Okay.
And then icing on the cake, Steve Rudinsky himself is the pizza guy Joe. Okay. I'll get into my theories about that later as well. This is available to you if you feel the need to watch this movie after you just heard us describe it a little bit. It is available for stream on Tubi, Vudu, Crackle, and you can rent it on YouTube, Google TV, and Amazon Prime for $3.99. And if you want an extra bonus, you can subscribe to Directors OnlyFans via SteveBuster.com, which also has an extended director's cut of this movie, which we will get into after.
So this is OnlyFans, like a normal OnlyFans?
Or... I believe it's tied to his movies, but
well, you got to remember, you can use OnlyFans for more.
I know, that's why I'm asking. You know, like a normal one, is it raunchy?
But like spoiler alert, from here on out, because I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, the OnlyFans does have an extended cut in which there's an extended sex scene between the unicorn and Sarah. The with different positions as he advertised it.
I am disgusted.
Oh, which is, again, to your question, is this a normal only?
No, it's not normal. That's weird, because I really feel like she was doing the horn on the unicorn's head.
I fully, and I don't want to, and he said multiple positions, and I just don't know where that can go. Unless they put somebody
she's probably like just posed with it and literally did, and it's probably literally still in that little like stance like this. You imagine her? Can you imagine her arching her back and then the book like this?
But he says, you told me to put your my penis in your vagina, so I'm like,
oh no, not a prehensile wiener. Oh no, because you know those things are huge. Like, I don't know if y'all ever seen a horse pee-pee, but Jesus.
A unicorn. I don't know.
I could imagine, because I'm just like, this is different.
Like, what is going on? Like I said, sub to the OnlyFans to see the extended cut if you would like to. I'm sure there's also one you can buy on TPD.
Yeah, I'm disturbed.
Aside from that, let's just start with overall thoughts. Like, I don't know if enjoy is the word that I would use, but how do y'all feel about this?
Okay, I'll go first. And my thing is, for as long as I've been watching horror movies, I've stumbled upon plenty of movies that I can put in this barrel. And that would be, I call it trash horror. And it's just nonsense. Like, it's pure nonsense. Like, the thing is, if you're the type of horror fan that does not give a fuck, like... I'm just here to see this unicorn fuck these kids up. How he does it, I honestly don't care. I just want to see.
Right.
And if you can be down for the ride like that, then this would be a cool little movie. It's literally under an hour.
Yeah.
So for me, when I first started watching it, of course, a lot of moments, I was like, what the fuck? What the heck? And of course, I was lit when I was watching it. So I was just really like... Like, I was making that face that Craig be making in Friday when Smokey be talking to him after he hit the blunt for the first time. He just be like this.
Yeah.
I was making that face. But after a while, I think it's just one of those rides that it's either you down for it or you not. You got to either be 10 toes in or not, because you can't be on the fence with this one. It's either you with the shits or you just not with the shits. That's how I see it, because my boyfriend watched it with me and he was like...
Yeah, I'm with BJ. I was not with the shits.
I understand.
Now, one thing that I can say is that I really wish that the unicorn just used his horns and his hooves and just his body overall. I did not like the whole picking up other random objects and killing. It's weird.
I think I would have preferred if they also stayed at the fairgrounds too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, like, obviously, I think this movie had, like, a $5,000 budget.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, given what they had, I guess they couldn't do too much. Like, clearly, we're in someone's house for the entire movie. Just different parts of the house. Like, on some, like, Paranormal Activity type.
Exactly.
But I feel like it would have benefited more if we spent less time at the house. Like, they could have been having like a party at the amusement park, because the boyfriend works there and he has keys, and that's how everybody's able to get in, and then the unicorn is fucking everybody up. Like, it could have been a situation like that. Like, if we really had to go to a house party, I don't know, that could have been like the final thing, and the unicorn could have followed them there. I don't know, but that's what I think. They should have spent more time at the amusement park, because it just gives you more to do.
And they shouldn't have made the unicorn go across the screen like this.
That was you ain't really like that?
No, I did not.
I thought that was the best. Ridiculous. Okay, the real ones gonna feel me. The real ones gonna feel me. Because when I seen Duke going across that screen, it gave me Charlie the Unicorn vibe.
Yes,
that's what I thought of this whole entire time I watched this movie.
Oh my God,
I was just thinking like, Charlie, all I was thinking about, like, and that's probably why I didn't mind it that much, because I was like,
I could totally see
this
that.
Is like this Charlie. Right, this is Charlie's fucked up cousin that just had too much. And but then that's the okay, this is the other thing, and this is my stoner mind talking at this point. I feel like there's a hidden message in this movie, even though they told us at the end. I mean, it's not even hidden, because they told us at the end, Duke was like, just watch what the fuck y'all be doing. Because this is why I went here in the first place. Because you want to wipe boogers and poot on me and just do all this. Yo, like, why? First of all, why didn't you go sit on another animal? All these animals and humans sit on me. Like, sir.
Very much. That's what I'm saying. This is definitely treat people right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, to as a barista, like, fucking tease for working in retail, working in service industry, like, because sometimes y'all don't understand. Like, not saying that anyone's gonna do anything, but like, we do be handing y'all drinks. We do be handing y'all the food. We do. Like, we could, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people could change the price on the register for you if they wanted.
Nah, I went out with my great aunt one time, and the server came out, and she had him before, and he gave her terrible service. So she was like, I don't like you. You're horrible. And I was just like, we just sat down. He's going to spit in our food.
It's not. And you don't know, like, why maybe that day they weren't doing well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Like so many things can happen.
I don't go out to eat with her no more.
No. Oh. Yeah, I hate people who are rude to service people for what. I literally said thank you to a waitress one day, and my former friend was like, why do you do that? That's your job. I was like,
because
say thank you.
Human decency.
Right. Okay. I would love for somebody to tell me thank you. Like, okay. I haven't worked in the food industry, but I did work in retail. And now I'm a teacher, but I'm just like, those thank yous go a long way, because y'all don't understand. I'll be about to F y'all kids up.
No. Y'all definitely, teachers, people, y'all deserve like so many thank yous. Like, thank you for real. Like, especially right now.
For what I'm talking about in particular, I mean, it's the same thing, but I'm physically with the kids. So I'm just like, who the hell?
Even more to deal with. But even thank yous from your students, that's nice too.
All of it counts. Like, the whole point is y'all just gotta watch what y'all be doing. Because Lunchbox, first of all rewind. When they start calling this little boy Lunchbox, I was like,
why?
Why is that this little boy's name? And then when they explained it, I was like, that Evil Dead Lunchbox,
exactly.
Bad as hell. I said, that's a nice Lunchbox. Yeah. I didn't care for the other ones, but those other ones was real nice. But it was his mom. It was the mom for me. Like, I was trying to figure out what was going on, because she was just like, can you watch the kid? Like, just watch him. That's your little brother. Like, dang. Yeah. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not his mama. Why I gotta watch him? But two, when she went to the back and then changed into her clothes, I was like, and then she was talking about going to get lap dances and stuff. Yeah. I said, oh, okay, I get it. I get it now. I understand. She got to do what she got to do.
Yeah, but it's kind of sad how even, you know, your party's done gone corporate. So now she got to go to safe training for bloodborne pathogens and shit. Like, since when I got to worry about that giving a damn lap dance?
But first of all,
people get weird. The world has gotten real weird.
And people
do real weird and disrespectful things, especially in environments where they think they can get away with it to people who are less protected, especially sex workers. But like,
and I do have to do that. I do have to give it to this movie, because like, if you listen to it's super easy to tune this movie out because of how silly it is that you're not even listening to what they're saying. But when you listen to actually what's being said, you're just like, what? No, what? And like, hold up, like the whole bloodborne pathogens thing. Because it's like, why would you, where did this even come from? Or like,
because the lap dance business is an actual legit business. They don't incorporate, they got HR and shit now. They got to have
the character of Preston. When Sarah was telling everybody that he liked My Little Uni or My Tiny Uni, he was like, I roofied her earlier. She's just delusional. Like, I was like,
you would rather admit to roofing someone than liking a show? Like, you didn't even.
Didn't hesitate at all. Like, just said it, rolled off the. First of all, it's like when we first meet him, like, I'm just okay. First of all, it was the two polos for me.
The I'm like, pops collars.
Because this whole movie, it was giving me like, if you told me this was shot in 2008, 2009, I would have believed you. Because just based off of the look and then based off of like the way they're talking, because a lot of the movies, and me and John, they have talked about this, because like our first season, we reviewed a lot of movies that were like in the late 2000s, and we was like, dang. I mean, just the whole 2000s in general, we was like, we was saying this to each other, like, damn. Like, it wasn't like we were saying it in the first place. We was like, dang, I would cringe, like, if I heard somebody say this now, like, oh my god. But if you had told me that about this movie, I would have thought so. But this being in 2016, I'm just like, oh, we didn't care. We just said, we going for it.
Right.
It's very much a lot and just weird. Like, even the beads thing, like, why was that happening? And the fact that he was telling people not to tell Sarah, but then she was like, how many did you see?
And right, she already knew.
And then when he said seven and like the breast cancer thing, he was like, I was like, where is this coming? Like,
I pressed pause so fast. I did too. I pressed pause so fast when he made the comment about homegirl with the breast cancer. Cause I was like, no, I didn't just hear that.
Right.
And then I went back and I said, no, he really said that. Like, oh my God. And then the Princess Molestia. Yeah, I was like, what is happening right now? So much happening at this kickback right now that I do not know how to function. Like, what is
going on? You know what tripped me out? The dude in the corner who was a freaking killer.
Yes.
Like, nobody flinched at the fact that he put his finger down because he killed somebody.
It was the black girl. No, for real. It made her. Like, she was the only one who saw it.
Yeah, she was the only one. I think everybody else was like, putting a finger down to the first thing that was, well, I think everybody thought he was putting his finger down to the like first thing that was said. Cause I was like, so nobody gonna say anything?
Right.
No. Okay, cool. I guess.
And just the fact that he had an interaction with the unicorn at the end, like, these are supposed to be my victims. Like,
he was like, these supposed to be my kills. I was like, oh, you came to this party. Who invited you?
Who exactly? Where did you come from? You just pulled up.
Who knows? Because he said he staked that house out all night.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Okay. I think they thought he was putting his finger down when, like, they was like, missed an episode of My Tiny Uni. Because also, this was right after, like, Preston got exposed. But I felt bad for Joe, because Joe just wanted his $42.39.
Exactly. And I feel him.
He was this girl over here, she keep making pizza puns at me. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, girl? Like,
damn. That's a weird ass fetish. Like, no, but even that, her character and the way they tried to, I hate that. I get it's a joke that they're trying to portray, like, you know, teenage speak, people who are perpetually online, but like, no one actually talks in hashtags.
Not anymore.
No.
Yeah, no, I was like, I think we don't speak in hashtag. And never get that. We might say one were like, you know, just to like kid around.
Exactly.
But the others, the Alfredo aficionados, I could see them saying it every 5 seconds. I could see
Bible.
It.
Bible.
Oh my God.
Just living life. Living life.
What did you say? Hashtag hot bitch, hashtag gonna hit on the pizza.
But it's
man.
The fact like their version of Twitter was called cheap. That took me out. He was like, I have to cheat this.
But why are you making out with your boyfriend?
I was just about to say that. Why? And he literally said, I'm trying to beg your sister, like in front of a 13-year-old?
A lunchbox just was like, you know what? I wasn't even trying to be overhearing for the most. Like, oh my God.
He probably could have stayed home and been fine. And this would have not happened. But you know, that's the whole point.
He was just nasty in general, eating cheese out the damn trash can.
Okay, now rewind. When homegirl was telling the brother and sister from Quebec, and everybody thought they was like from France, when she fucking brought out that Kraft slice of cheese on them club crackers,
they literally poured out the wine. That's how like we can't even drink the alcohol. That's how bad the embarrassment.
She was upset. I was like, she was like, I hate you.
Can we like, no, what did she say? I'm trying very, very hard to be a friend right now. Like, not just.
But I also like the way, like, when they say we, like, O-U-I, they would be like, who we? Like, why y'all keep, and both of them kept saying it. They was like, we. Saying it like that. Like, what's going on?
The accents. It's not great, but it was. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that. Why was the incest joke made? But like, okay,
why?
Like, I don't know. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, it was like, because the thing, another thing about this movie is like, so many things do come out of left field. Like, some stuff I could see following a through line somewhere, and then other things, I'm just like, okay, we really just did not.
Need to do that.
We did not need, in the brother and sister, we did not need that. If anything, you could have just implied that they were a little too close and left it there.
But like, we didn't
it
need,
just let us, but, I didn't need to see it.
And why do we need to, was that the only way the door could, there's no way. There's so many other ways that door could have opened with how many other people in the house, like even. And I mean, why wouldn't it be Preston coming back to his room? Like, it could have been the final time that he was actually trying to get dude his money. Because mm-hmm. Isn't it in their bedroom? So
right.
It was not. That was the one part I could have completely done without.
And also, I'm just like, just cash at me at this point. Just the pizza guy. There
he is. Because how long was he? Oh, that was another thing. This timeline and the 3 hours. Like, mm-hmm. How, like, so it seemed that she was supposed to be out all day, right? Like, the mom was supposed to be out all day, but they get there. They are literally driving down the street and it's night.
Yeah. Because all I remember is the mom was like, you need to do something with your brother. And she was like, well, what I'm going to do? And she was like, well, don't your boyfriend work at the amusement park? And she was like, mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's only going to be cool till 7. I got to go to a party. So what I'm supposed to do then? So I'm guessing this was supposed to be like, I guess it must. I feel like at 7 in the summertime, it would still be bright outside. But mm-hmm. I guess they must have pulled up late. I don't know. I'm not going to try to make this movie make sense because I don't know. But also, I'm just like, why Duke has, because we barely talked about Duke. Why did he kill that couple in the park? And first of all, I feel like had that boy not lied about getting her that as a gift, maybe they would have been spared. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Because he didn't want to have to deal with humans, however humans wanted him to be dealt with. Is mm-hmm. the whole thing of why he left the carousel. So yeah, maybe Completely. I could see that if he had just been like, yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we gotta. I do like when he tries to like pass it off as something he did, and the horse is like, get your hands off me, motherfucker. He's like, oh, we have to go. Like, he instantly was like, oh no, boop, we gotta go.
But then the ninja stars.
And then I'm just like, sis, I'm sorry. I'm ride or die for my man. But at this point, I would have been gone. Soon as I heard the, I would, nope, out.
But it's just that you can see the horse, I mean, the unicorn, sorry, visibly not moving. The whole time. Like, they didn't even try to, I don't know how you would have done that, but.
I guess that's why he was supposed to be standing in front of him, but it was like he wasn't, because you saw just like a little peek of him, like behind him.
Just completely still. It's.
Terrible. Like, or at least I would have accepted if it was like unicorn horns in his back, like,
mm-hmm.
I would have took okay. that. I would have been like, oh, okay,
laser eyes, he can't shoot unicorn horns out of,
and where the hell head. Did that come from? And why did Lori out of all people deserve that? But it did, it looked kind of good though.
No, okay, so it Diana, the girl in the park, her little neck cut, mm-hmm. I didn't mind it. Like,
I didn't mind that either. It the only thing I didn't mind was Bloody Valentine. The head chop in My Bloody Valentine 3D looks god fucking awful. It looks terrible. This it one, does. And I think what saved them with this one is because, they didn't like fully decapitate her. They only just like took it so far in her neck. So really all you had to do was just, you know, see the fake blood. So I think that helped. The guy, Duke, first of all, Duke is just all kinds of petty. He don't got time for nothing. But I should have wrote the list together. I wrote them like all spread out. The first beginning of the movie, I was like, oh, you got to work on your one-liners. If you want to roll with the big boys, if you want to roll with Freddy, if you want to roll with Chucky, you cannot be doing that, because no. But then he started getting like better with his one-liners throughout the movie. But it was when the guy just asked him, he was like, are you a carousel horse? And the dude, and, like, Duke just killed him. And like, he, I don't know if it was his back, like his back legs, his front legs, I don't know what it was, but something hit that dude's jaw and his head just split. And it looked good. I was like, oh. And then Duke was like, what do I do? Trying to figure out how to get in this house. Like, that had me cracking up, because he was really, and he even calls it out. He was like, oh, my one-liners, I need to fix this, because I don't even say it this three times. Like,
just so, like,
when you know how goofy your film is, I can accept that. Like, if they had to try to make this a serious movie, like, take this seriously, then I would have been like, okay, no, calm down. But they know it's good. Like, even this part right here with Sarah's getting stumped out.
Yes, okay, so I like this. I like this use of just the hooves.
Like, yeah, and that's what I'm like, they could have did more of that. I would have accepted more of that. Even like the kill we talked about earlier with the back hind legs, like, that would have been fine. I'm trying to think.
What else? It was the machete.
Yeah, I wrote down all the kills. So, okay, so, you know, we got the first kill, which is the clown. And he pisses Duke off because he's like, dude, you just got to chill. It's just a ride. Like, first of all, this clown is high as hell in the back. Let's just point that out right now. And Duke wasn't for that shit. Duke was like, all right, you getting it with the horn. So, yeah, he got it with the horn. Then the boyfriend got it with this cardboard machete.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where'd you even get this? Like, what's going on? Then, of course, the couple at the park, we talked about them. The random guy we just talked about that asked him, was he a carousel horse? Oh, the two party guests?
Yes, the
flamingo.
But they said they wanted to die together, like, because unicorns grant wishes.
I was like, oh, okay.
Thanks.
Okay, did they ever, because he said, they really think I'm a talking carousel unicorn, like, did I miss something? Because I was looking for the explanation for what he was.
And but no, then Cowboy he said, he was like, oh, I see why they thought that. Yeah, he says it right after. He was like, oh, they really thought I was a talking carousel horse. And I guess it was supposed to be a moment of him like looking himself over, like, oh, well, yeah, I guess I am. But yeah, that's how I took it. Then you got Steve, which was like the guy that was just like being mean to everybody. Mm-hmm. He punched Preston at his own party, all that stuff.
Like, what was all of that?
Yeah, I was like, what was, because you lost Never Have I Ever, you that mad? Like, it's okay. We can play again, dude. Right, we can play. It's okay. The killer got his own axe to the head. And then I didn't think they was going to kill Joe. And I'm like, Joe, you did not need to sacrifice yourself for Lunchbox. Like, mm-hmm. you had the right idea.
The arrow took me out.
I was so pissed at Black Girl. I was pissed that Foxy died. I'm mad that they calling her Foxy. So I literally rather call her the Black Girl than Foxy. But I thought she was going to make it because she was the only smart one in the party.
In the whole thing. Okay, she's a serial killer and tased Preston.
So. Who brings a taser to a party?
Smart people.
Right.
And then we didn't even talk about Cowboy Cool. I'm sorry, but that's a funny ass character. What the hell? It looked like something I would see off Adult Swim.
True.
Like, definitely something in that realm. Mm-hmm.
I think all of this gives like early YouTube, like YouTube poop.
Yes.
Like, all of that's that. Exactly even early what adults, I saw. Like the early Adult Swim, like slides, even between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very much. Maybe that's.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, was that what they were going for? Because if that was you were going for, then I'm already fine with the movie. Like, this is just something like. You could just have one in the background at a party, and if people look at it, they're gonna be like, "What the fuck?" And then keep it moving. But if that's what you were going for, then cool. But if you was going for 2016, and I'm like, ooh. But like I said, maybe they weren't. I don't know. We probably won't ever know. Who knows?
I'm just interested to see how. Do you have a favorite death?
I think it has to be the random guy with the cigarette outside. Cause that, like, what did he do? Like, he just asked the question and it was so quick. And it was the line right after that did it for me. Like, how do I get in this house? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, the voice of the guy that voices Duke, like, his voice was just perfect. It was perfect.
What about you, Johnny?
Oh, well, he kicked the man in the head.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Oh, same one.
But I agree that, like, the laser eyes, despite it just being out of nowhere, did look really good for, like, mm-hmm. that's all of these did look really good kills for what they were, for sure. But the just ridiculousness of all of those.
The entire movie is ridiculous. It's the part where Lunchbox and Lori are driving to the party. And I don't know, they bring up something about the dad, and Lori is like, he's doing some important business. And Lunchbox is like, he's been doing some important business for 8 years. It's very important business.
He said he was coming back. Yeah, like, oh my god. And that was really like, oh, okay. No. That's like an okay random like in their joke, but mm-mm. The other ones, even the, like I said, the beads, that was too much out of nowhere, like
all of it. That it was just like Preston's entire character was just a lot. And then I don't know, because for some reason I feel like he should have got a different death, because it was just like a stab through the back, which I mean, yeah, it's kind of effed up, but like he probably needed a little bit more.
Yeah. He was definitely an asshole. I mean, he is a predator. At the end of the day, he was trying to coerce all these girls into shooting
his boobs. Yeah, I'm just like,
I just thought he was trying to prove that he wasn't gay.
And I thought that too.
But it was just talking about that. Like, with their conversation about him being like, guys can't be into those things. Like, I have to be in Power Rangers. Like, very much, like, leaning towards the gen.
Right. I wrote that in my notes. I was like, he's definitely closeted. Because even when she was like, no one's going to care if you come out the stable. I was like, yeah.
Oh, heard, like, all of those things. But even with, coupled with, what was it, aggressive dude's name again? I forgot his name.
Steve.
Steve, yeah. With him. Mm-hmm. And this is 2016, so it's post-Trump. Like, it's all directly in that right. era. So for him to be talking about, what did he say? Whenever the twins are like, never have I ever, like, cared about this country. He's like, you can either stay or, like, you love it or get the fuck out. Like, okay, this is a party, sir.
His veins was popping out his head. It was one time that Preston's did that too. I think it was the Princess Molestia comment. And like he was like shaking her, like his vein was a little popping out. I was like, oh wow.
Not to take it in vain. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And that's what I was trying to figure out, like what it was. Like, I see what the caption says, and I'm like, okay, so y'all telling me. Y'all was like, was y'all getting touched?
Yeah.
By who? Like, what is happening? What is happening?
Yeah. And the fact that they made up an entire My Tiny Uni like theme song to play.
Listen, it was giving Bob's Burgers. Like, what's the thing that Tina is obsessed with? Equestrial? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
something like that. I'm just like, that's what it was giving.
It like felt Tina, Rick and Morty, like
yes, all of that
improvised like bullshit.
And you could tell that some of the movie is improvised because mm-hmm. I will say one downside about it is when you're shooting scenes with the characters, you can tell like maybe they didn't know where to end it or mm-hmm. you know, so some scenes come off a little bit awkward because they just like they're there too long. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's how I felt about the whole interaction with what's her face, Lori, and the pizza guy Joe. Like all of that was very forced, in my opinion.
Like, it was just too long. Like it just went on for too long, or like a lot of the jokes that they would have. Like you know how when somebody wants you to hear them make a joke, they like linger or they like repeat a part. It was like that. It was like okay, we could just move on now. We don't got to keep. Going back to it.
Because him enough as wanting his money was good enough for me. Because I just like that trope. Like pizza people in horror, they always get like fucked up. Like if you think about Slumber Party Massacre or even like say the whole plot of like Satanic Panic. Like just pizza people get fucked up like in horror movies. Like,
all the time.
I think that's a good trope in itself that he could have ran with. I just like, what was Lori's? Because she was expecting Steve to be there. Like.
Right. And then my thing is, she never even knew he was dead this whole time. I mean, maybe I guess it don't matter now, but don't matter now.
This is just a lot. Like I said, I really did like Lunchbox's Evil Dead. I like that homage to horror in here, too. And yeah.
It was like, that's the only one we could get away with. So that's all y'all can enjoy it.
Well, like I actually had in my notes that this feels like the worst of Tumblr from 2008 to 2014.
Oh my God.
Like literally.
It does. It does. And I'm still on Tumblr. I'm not letting Tumblr go. No, so sorry. I have seen the best of times. I have seen the worst of times. And honey, that was it. That was right on the head.
Feels like the beginning of YouTube, very early 2000s humor, but done like now. And that's why I'm kind of like curious to see what the sequel looks like because it is 2022. Like,
right.
What could you possibly have to add to this? And I've read a little bit about it, and we haven't even mentioned how Sarah gives birth to the unicorn baby.
Listen, because I'm just like, so you telling me she technically survived because she's like,
I thought the movie ended with the boy getting run over by the car.
We didn't even talk about that either.
It did.
So I missed this whole scene where she
there's a like after scene with and let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to Cowboy.
Just rewind because I feel like let's go back.
Let's go back. Rewind to Cowboy Cool and his like. That's why I thought there would be something explained, like about where he came from, like why he's trapped in here. Because Cowboy Cool seemed to have like you said, the gun that he was told he seems to be like a watcher of some sort. So, like, that just never happened, and they just shot him in the neck. And then he's not actually dead and drives the car as Lunchbox is walking back home. And they said their house was a mile down the road.
Right. I was like, why is it daylight already? Because I know it wasn't late. It wasn't that late when y'all just like all got killed and you survived. So what is taking you so long to get home? And also, you didn't have enough sense to knock on the neighbor's door and call the police and be like, can I stay here? Like, my sister's dead. All her friends are dead. Like,
Jesus. But yes. So there was actually an after credit scene. So he gets hit by a thing. He has a little speech. There's like a little after credit scene. And the mom walks into the house because she was apparently the stripper that was called to the house, which I guess good. You missed out on your mom stripping.
Right.
She's like, what did she say something about the bloodborne pathogens? Like, good thing she had that training session. Right, And then she hears this, like, noise upstairs, and it's Sarah's stomach moving, and she gives, like, birth to this little red unicorn baby. Yeah. That's clearly a puppet or something like that. Like, it's on a little stick.
So you know it's Dukes.
So, but now you know the baby's loose and Duke is loose. So this, like I said, there's supposed to be a sequel. I mean, there is.
I just, okay, and then another thing, because you know, like, some movies, like, you've seen Jack Frost, the horror one.
Yeah.
So we talked about this, that, like, we see one thing on the cover, but then we see the movie. It's a whole totally different look. I like how the horse looks, but that would have been badass if we got the horse on the cover. Because the horse on the cover, I would have like, oh, like, damn, like, he really mad. Like, maybe just imagine if he really did have a, like, a flaming little... Right.
Maybe that's why they tried to bring in, like, the laser eyes to kind of give it maybe that.
Because I just guess, because as far as random stuff goes, because I'm like, as you guys can see at home, I'm like in and out, but it's just like, dang, like, maybe we couldn't give him like jewel encrusted eyes that were red, or I don't know, like something that would, like,
with light, if
he did, when he did shoot out lasers, I would be like, oh, well, clearly we seen his eyes like light up. So I mean, I didn't know he could do that, but makes sense, like, you know, I don't know.
Something. It was just not giving. Like, I mean, yeah, for what it was, like, I really do like that it floated. I thought that was really funny.
I liked it. I thought that was funny.
It was just, there could have been more to explain. Not that I need an explanation every time in horror, especially not with things like this, but
no. Like, no, but I get you, because it was like cowboy cool. Like, he was for real in and out. And I feel like it should have been a little more of him. Maybe, like, saying so, like, because only thing he says is like, I'm the keeper. I'm like, okay, well, how'd you get this job, sir? Like,
exactly. And like, what's going on? And he's tracking him via dead bodies. So, like, let's, I feel like maybe that's what the sequel will do. Like,
maybe.
I did read a little bit about it. It does have apparently an appearance of the baby unicorn and somehow related to Nazis.
This is the plot. Duke has always wondered about his purpose in life, what he was meant to do. He just found out he's a father. He needs to meet his son. He needs to find out his father his answer. At the same time, those who created Duke years ago have finally found him. The Nazis, who created Duke as a weapon, want him back. Duke needs to confront them. Is being a weapon his answer? Now Duke has to deal with being a dad and Nazis using dark magic.
Okay. Oh,
and apparently there was a cliffhanger ending, so there's probably going to be a third one.
I don't know if I care enough to be completely honest. I would be real honest. Maybe if it comes out on Tubi once again, I'll stumble across
it. It got a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb, the sequel. Right,
that's what produced. So, I mean, I'm
that's
sure.
why I'm just like, I don't know. You might have me. I don't know. Because, I mean, like, at this point in my horror career, I haven't seen all that I could see, but I've seen majority of what I can see. So it's just like, at this point, I'm trying new shit anyway. So why not just watch some nonsense?
I mean, I'm a person who literally, like, for my birthday 1 year, my birthday's in December, so I made my mom set up, like, a hot chocolate bar, and we had, like, all this kind of, like, snacks and shit, and I invited all my friends over, and we watched Thanksgiving. So this is the kind of person that I am.
That's why I'm like, I can watch a goofy movie, a goofy horror movie, and be cool. Like, I'm trying to think of what's one absolutely just... Oh, Chopping Mall. Okay, no, first of all, Chopping Mall is not bad.
No, it's not.
Let's just start there. It's not bad. But a lot of people be like, when, like, John A., when I show it to them, they be like, you like this? Yes, I do. Mm. It's fun. You don't like it, you wouldn't be terrified of these big ass robots was chasing you through the mall and you was locked down up in there.
It's terrifying. Even that is an example of, like, things that eventually came to, like, Child's Play 2019. Like, our fear of, like, AI has always been there. We just haven't had the right way to articulate it, or we do it in these really campy ways, which is still fun.
And I'm like, honestly, with horror, that's all it can be. Like I said earlier, like, they knew what they was doing with this movie. They was like, okay, clearly ain't nobody about to be scared of no damn carousel horse. Like, there is nothing we can do to make this scary. So the only thing we can do is make this campy, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, if you like 80s cheese, you gonna like this. You'll be fine with this.
I mean, like I said, it's very weirdly misogynistic, just all it about is. It. Like, and I can't.
They be saying it. Some problematic shit, but
because I don't know if I recommend this, but I had a time watching it, especially if you like smoke.
That's why I'm like, if you like, if you with the shits like that, and you can just like, just let me watch these unis kill somebody. You or be thrown off by what they saying.
Can you even make a drinking game out of this somehow? Like, every time they say bro unicorn, take a shot.
I would say for drinking games, every time Duke has a one-liner, you're gonna be lit. Every time Lori says hashtag.
Yeah, oh God. You would have to take a sip on that one because that was a lot.
Every time you see Lunchbox eating something questionable.
Solid.
I'm trying to think of like some other characters that do some odd things like all the time.
I mean, the twins, there has to be one for them, but I don't know. It gotta be, but I don't know.
I'm not even thinking about them. Every time Joe asks for his money, that might get you a little buzz.
Every time Preston mentions his beads.
Every time our good sis Foxy peeps some shit. Every single time Foxy peeps. That's probably a good 5 shots. Probably.
Every time Sarah makes a unicorn pun, like, talks. Like,
she was like, what did she say to Lunchbox when he, you little colt? I was like,
what she said, she like worked her hooves off, like that's what she said to the twins, like whenever she brought out the
ratatouille. Wait, no, she was like, do you guys like ratatouille? And they was like, oh yeah. And she was like, oh, we could go turn it on. I said, no, girl, they gonna beat you up, girl. They gonna fight you wherever y'all at.
This is just a weird ass friend group. Like, do these people know each other before today?
Right. Like, I don't think so. I think it seemed like, or I don't know, maybe it was a My Tiny Uni meetup. I don't know. I'm making up stuff. Well, that's how
Preston and what's her face met. So, Sarah.
Maybe. I don't know.
They met at Unicorn or whatever.
Maybe they're like, you know how people like host like the sex toy parties? Maybe this is like that for my tiny human.
And they invited a bunch of people who didn't even like it. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Probably.
Well, I guess let's get to the what would you rate it?
What do you want to rate it out of? What do you want to do for this one?
I guess let's do 5 bronicorns.
Bronicorns?
Yeah.
I would give this, as fun as it is, as zany as it is, it's still just kind of like, So I'm going to give this 2.7 bronicorns. I'm being nice with that 2.7. Yeah. I'm
being nice. But son, what do you think about it?
I give it 1 bronicorn.
You've been kind of quiet.
That's why I was like, I'm being super nice.
You didn't want to give your thoughts on it. You just...
Oh, I was sitting here watching the end scene behind you.
Oh my god. This is what you missed, actually. This is, I can.
Girl, just watch this. Please look at this unicorn.
Is that like red?
Yes. Yeah. It's like bloody. It's bloody because it, yeah.
Oh my god.
Girl. Like that horse, did you guys ever have the Barbie that rode horses?
Yeah.
And it had the actual horse with it that moved, like the big horse. That's what that horse looked like.
Oh my god.
I mean, maybe any of my it.
What the hair had the little hair.
Any of the Dank and Deadly listeners, if y'all know what horse I'm talking about, it was a big ass horse and it actually moved. Like it wasn't a tiny one. This one moved if you had the batteries. That's what that one at that end scene looked like. Yeah, it's a big, it's not like dumb big, but
yeah.
It's like big, and the Barbie can actually like sit on it, and it used to just walk and make noise.
So I thought this movie was so dumb. Like, oh my gosh. But I did like it better when Duke used his body to kill versus other objects, because it made no sense that they're sitting there with a thing like this making him kill.
Yeah.
Just use the body parts. He got hooves, stomp the bitches out. You got a horn. Just stab people to death. I just don't understand. Use what you got, which is your body. Where are you getting this machete from? Where are you getting stars from?
Nowhere.
I'm just not understanding.
Laser eye beams.
That's the one that really took me out.
You're like, how are you holding the axe? How are you picking up a flamingo? Unless you put the flamingo in your mouth. Then okay, that makes sense.
No, but, like, we forgot the twins. He like ripped out. He literally bit out her.
He bit her neck. He was like, I ain't.
But I guess that's using his body. But...
I couldn't do it.
This was too much foolishness for me.
It was very foolish.
Oh my gosh.
I just, I don't know. I thought y'all would be fun to talk about it with, because it's just like.
So well, see, ridiculous. I figured it was obviously because we're an amusement park podcast and this was an amusement park movie. So I was just like, of course. But no, this movie, like, I had a fun time talking about this movie because it's just like, it's so nuts. Yeah, it's nuts.
I do agree fully that it would have been lot more fun if they stayed in the park, and even that would have justified a lot of the kills. They wouldn't have had to find some random people in the park.
Mm-mm.
Like, they would have been there, and it could have been as casual as the guy he kicked smoking. Like, it could have been something like that, like he just floating somewhere or something,
running into
like,
people looking exactly. for this little boy.
Like, it could have been that, but yeah, I think I gave this, I'm gonna give it two stars, two bro.
Because it's just like, you know, you want to give it, I want to give it just a couple points because the effects are actually good. I mean, when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, a killer unicorn, you just like, you know, I ain't heard of that before. That's pretty different. Execution might not have been there all the way, but you have $5,000 and you utilize your $5,000.
You know, I was glad the movie didn't have, like, wasn't centered around clowns. Because when you first said we was watching Carousel, I'm like, does this have to do with clowns?
Mm-hmm. But you do get, like, why was it not in the theme park? Like, it says everything about
it. Yeah, I was just like, you should have just kept it there.
And you're going to say it with the one, like, maybe... Like, what was that? I would like to know where they shot that. Like, was that something they rented out? Was that a,
actual,
like, maybe that's why.
Was it shut down for the season or something like that, maybe? Because in my head, what I would have done is I would have kept everything at the amusement park and made the little boy think he got away. And then if you really wanted to, at the very last part, Duke could have showed up at the house, and then that's what I've been like, oh no, this horse for real. Oh, unicorn. This unicorn is pissed. Like, oh my God. He gonna come after me next. Keep calling him a horse.
That's what I'm saying.
Very much that. Because even Sarah kept correcting it.
Unicorn.
And she was like horny from second one. Like, didn't even attempt to hide. Like,
I'm not going upstairs for Preston. I was like, you could have just shut up. You could have just went.
Immediately getting defensive. Like, this is my house. I can do what I want. Like, okay.
Hey, I know, girl. I just asked. I'm sorry. That's why I'm like, this movie, it has, like, when you watch it with friends, it's a lot to talk about. So that's why I'm like, I'm glad we got to, like, talk about all of this. Because you're just like, what is happening? Like, there's so much going on in this daggone movie.
It's just a ridiculous one. And it's, I mean, yeah, like I say, I don't know that anyone, I would recommend this to anyone to watch, but if you are like that kind of person who just likes, like you said, trash, like very low tier horror, I love that stuff. So I'll watch anything. And like you said, I wanted to talk about it with someone too.
That's why I'm like, look, I'll talk about anything. If it's more, you got me. But like the cheesy stuff, oh, that's right. I can do that. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. So I think that's about it for this. There's, like I said, it's like an hour long. So, I mean, there's a lot packed into the hour. Mm-hmm. But it is a short runtime as well. So, like I said, it's on Tubi. It's anywhere that you usually can find something for free, like Crackle, it's there. Crackle cracks up a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, this is going to be one of those movies that's, like, there for a minute. Like, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's one of those movies. Like, you're fine. Like, you got time. Like, while you're folding some clothes and you just need some background noise that you want to look up at every now and then and be like, what is going on? Turn this on.
It very much is, like, clearly inspired by, like, Thanksgiving, Basket Case, all of this.
It's right,
like,
up that alley. Like, that kind of Killer stuff. Sofa. Rubber. Yes. Those movies. Yeah.
All of this. If you've seen Drone.
Or Shudder, 420 like, Evil. That one with the bong, like.
Yeah.
It's up that alley. That's what it is.
Yeah. Kind of not completely full moon, but I guess that's what you go to the OnlyFans for.
Or you just let your imagination do the work. Whatever you do, just, you know, that's you. Do it.
Well, thank y'all so much for being on. It's been really, really fun.
Thanks for having us.
You can always count on us to come through. A little session.
Of course. I'll definitely have to do it again.
Yeah.
And just one more time, just let people know where they can find y'all.
So you can find us at all the socials. I mean, you can find us on Facebook, but it's just a recycle of what's on IG. So you might as well just go to the IG, Twitter, or TikTok. That is D180 Podcast. Or if you want to hit us up on the Patreon, it's just the full podcast name, Destination 180. And like we said earlier, you can just check us out on Apple, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, all it.
Thank you all again so much. This was really, really fun.
No problem.
I will see y'all on the flip side. Make sure to hit us up on the social medias and stay smoking. Bye, y'all. Thank you.